Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden heads back on the campaign trail today while insisting he will stay in the race amid Democratic calls for him to bow out. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president sought to make his case at a news conference yesterday.
I'm in this to complete the job I started.
But even after a good showing,
he's in this really, difficult position where perfectly fine is not quite good enough.
St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says Democrats have put him in a no-win scenario.
Where it's really tough to say, well, what would actually put these concerns to rest.
Galdieri says it's easy for the electorate and elected officials to focus on the president's age and stumbles, while he will try to switch the emphasis to Donald Trump's policy ideas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Rescuers said Israeli forces left dozens of dead when they left parts of Gaza City overnight after a fierce week-long offensive that met with Hamas resistance. They said they'd collected about 60 bodies so far. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
Israeli forces have retreated from some Gaza City districts after a fierce week-long offensive. They've left dozens of dead and wrecked homes and roads, residents and rescue services said on Friday. Bodies wrapped in white shrouds and bearing the names of the dead women and men lay on the floor at Al Ahli Hospital. The Gaza Civil Emergency Service said teams had collected around 60 bodies of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces over the past week from the area of Tel al-Hawa and the edges of the Sabra neighborhood in Gaza City. While tanks withdrew from some areas, Israeli snipers and tanks continued to control high ground at some locations and warned residents from there against trying to return home.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at VOA.